This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan means to me the month of forgiveness, the month to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of the Quran, the month of not eating. You know, a lot of people feast in Ramadan, but for me it's all about not just fasting, but what else can you do for your sisters and brothers out there? The month of giving, the month of charity, the month of salah, the month of tahajjud. Ramadan has a lot of meanings for me, alhamdulillah. What makes it so special, it's subhanAllah, shaitan's locked up, so we have no excuses, our behavior is on our own, and knowing that alone, it subhanAllah, it feels like there's a whole new air out there. Everything feels lighter, and everything just kind of goes so smoothly, mashallah, tabarakallah. It's like food is the last thing on my mind. And to be honest with you, in Ramadan, I make it very clear to my family that it's not about cooking. We're going to have leftovers. For me, it's about Quran, connecting to Allah, charity work. What else can we do? I don't know. I mean, it's making it special. There's just everything makes it special about it. But specifically, shaitan's locked up, and this is all about getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. I pray that I can read more tafsir of the Quran, because Ramadan, we have something called Ramadan goals. And so every year we learn a couple of more du'as, we recite the entire Quran from cover to cover at least 2 to 3 times. Obviously we go attend Taraweeh, we have Quran competitions. This year really what I would love to be able to do is go through tafsir of Ibn Kathir a bit more, inshallah, and really indulge into more of the meaning and understanding and connecting it. So because mashallah, like Ramadan goes by very quickly, if I could do maybe one juz and do it really well in Ramadan, I think I would have conquered a lot this year, inshallah. I homeschool my kids. So, you know, yes, I know. It's a very difficult thing to swallow. Why would anyone want to stay home to homeschool their own children? Alhamdulillah. But I do that. This year, I will have to be taking my boys also back and forth to university because they're young and they can't drive. So I'm the driver. Beyond that, really, it's my homeschooling, my children, and my ibadah. Everything else goes on hold. I do taekwondo normally, as well as my children, but in Ramadan, I put everything else on hold and I really focus on my ibadah, getting closer to Allah, and trying to do more charity work, more lectures online, anything I can do to, inshallah, benefit people. The tafsir of Ibn Kathir, that I'm adding to that, some more Quran, inshallah, and hopefully, inshallah, this year, maybe my boys will be able to lead some of the Taraweeh because they're almost finished memorizing. Alhamdulillah, the boys do with their father, they do itikaf, and this has been since they were like 9 years old, mashallah. But for myself and my daughters, we actually go to the masjid and we do Taraweeh regularly, but the last 10 nights, we stay up until Fajr. And so we pray Qiyam there, and then we have Suhood, and we stay up to Fajr and we pray, and then we go back home. So that is an amazing time. During that time, either I'm lecturing for the youth in the, you know, until we're waiting to Qiyam, or we're reading Quran and we're reading stuff, or I'm sharing stories of the prophets with them. So that is a big tradition. I love that we could do that in our masajid over there. I inshallah hope to continue with that. With a date, we say our du'as with a date, and then we try to go pray. And after this, we try to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ as much as we can. After we pray, to be honest with you, we eat very light in Ramadan. I don't cook fried foods. I don't like the appetizer and all that. I try to get my kids to have a salad, like when they break it, and then a light meal, and keep everything light because Ramadan isn't about eating for us. It's about, you know, your relationship with Allah, your closeness, and what we're going to do this month. And then istighfar, you know, remembering your sins and trying to see how we're going to change that. Oh, absolutely, mashallah. We have prizes in my house. So if you complete reading the entire Quran from cover to cover one time, it's one. But if you do it 2 times, it's another prize. So 3 times, this year, if Allah wills, we're going to try to go for 3 times. But I think with my boys being at university right now and finals coming in there, they might not do it 3 times, but even 2 times, inshallah. We try to complete reading it 2 times, but it's not just reciting it. The meaning is very important. So we sit and we discuss the meaning. We do a short tafsir of every chapter of the Quran as well as a family. So that's a, yeah, we try to remember all what Allah's teaching us, not just, you know, reciting, alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, that's my favorite surah of the Quran. And yeah, because when you reflect and think, and Allah's asking over and over and over, which of my favors can you deny? And subhanAllah, we can't deny any of His favors. And so to me, that becomes very deep, and I get emotional. And whether He's reciting it or I'm listening to it, I just, you know, you just sit there and reflect on your life. Just for, and I told this to my daughter, my youngest daughter recently, I said, would you give up one eye for $1 billion? And she said, no. I said, how about one hand, one arm, one leg? She said, no. I said, so imagine what Allah has given us in the ni'mah, and yet, subhanAllah, we don't think about it. We take it for granted. So, alhamdulillah, that's my favorite surah. Yes, well, we do itikaf, but not the ones that stay over like the men do. We leave after Fajr just because it's my youngest daughter's too little to do that. But inshallah, I hope to attend itikaf in Mecca and Medina one day, inshallah. I would say about maybe 3 years back. And the reason for that was because that year, a few months before Ramadan, I was diagnosed with a brain aneurysm. And they said that I didn't have much time to live. And so they wanted, there was obviously my aneurysm and I had an infection, and they wanted me to do surgery. And so I asked them the question. I was 2 months to Ramadan. I said, if I do surgery, can I fast in Ramadan? And my doctor said, absolutely not. Because you need to take medication, drink water, or else you can have a stroke, you can go blind in one eye. And I said, well, then I'll take my chances and I will not take surgery right now until after Ramadan. So that Ramadan was very special to me, and I took it as if it was my last, because I didn't, because my aneurysm could pop any moment and you can be dead. And so, yeah, there was extra barakah and benefits. And then alhamdulillah, when I realized I could do Ramadan, then I was like, oh, I'm going to do my 6 days of Shawwal. And then I made my surgery after that. I was like, no, might as well get all of it out of the way, because if I die, might as well, you know, end with a boom, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. My most important job is being a mother and a teacher to my children. So that is my most important job. And then besides that, I'm an entrepreneur. So I have a master's in business administration. I did my bachelor's in psychology. I do life coaching, business coaching, and I'm a lecturer. I give lectures currently. In the future, inshallah, I am working on a doctorate degree in education. So in the future, inshallah, I'd love to be able to run, help restructure schools and reorganize them and get them to work at a higher level, and it, so their students can not only be motivated but achieve amazing things, inshallah. Very easily, I put Allah first and then Allah blesses the rest of it. And I don't worry about money, to be honest with you, much, subhanAllah. Risk is from Allah. Allah brings it. And so I don't worry much about it. And since I don't worry much about it, I realize that it's been more blessed. So, like, people might think, okay, you're getting only $50, it's not a whole lot, but Allah blesses that $50 and so much goodness comes from it. So I don't really worry about money or working much in Ramadan. I'm really focused about my ibadah, my closeness, what my children, them fasting and taking care of them in this time. Probably recitation of the Quran. Yes, that would be the most that would take, because it's the month of the Quran. So you just keep reading it and get closer and reflecting on it, trying to understand it, but reciting and understanding, inshallah. Oh, I'm so depressed the last 10 days because it's almost over. Ramadan's over. And then, to be honest with you, I don't even know if I'm going to make it to this Ramadan. But when the last 10 days are coming, it's hard for me because I think, is this my last Ramadan? And was it the best Ramadan that I had? And what if I'm not here for next Ramadan? How, you know, like, I try to judge my Ramadan. And so it's emotional for me. It's very emotional because it comes only once a year, and I know so many people who pass away before they make it to Ramadan. So it's it's very hard for me to say goodbye. I don't want to say goodbye. I'm not ready for Eid. I'm always, you know, when they're doing the moon sighting, I'm like, please Allah, one more day for us, give us one more. I'm the one that's making dua for one more day. I'm not really ready for Eid. When Eid comes that morning, I'm getting ready. Like, I don't know what clothes we're going to wear. I don't know what I'm going to cook. Like that morning, I put everything together. I don't care until Ramadan is really over. Then I get organized. During Ramadan, I'm like, it's got time for Eid. What if we don't make it for Eid? Why are we so prepared for that? You know, alhamdulillah. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Always changing habits. Ramadan is the perfect time to change habits. Yes, I'm always reevaluating myself as a coach, where my weaknesses are, where my strengths are, what I need to change about myself. And so during Ramadan, I sit down with myself and my children and we make a list of what do we need to do different. And then we work on that goal. And so, subhanAllah, absolutely, definitely, they're not massive changes, but small changes we make, mashallah, barakallah. And all the little changes over time add up, and subhanAllah, it makes a big difference. So yes, alhamdulillah. Being with my family, that's the only time twice a year that I go and visit all my family, my sister, my brothers, their kids, my parents, my family. Yeah, that's the only time I make a lot of time for my family. If it's not Eid, then it's, you know, a'udhu billah, something that's happened, like a health issue or something, if I'm in the hospital. Other than that, I'm very busy. I don't get a lot of, you know, dinner dates. So Eid is very special for me. And I think, you know, it's special for me because I make it special for my kids. For us, it's the only holidays we celebrate. I don't celebrate birthdays. I don't celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day, anything else. So Eid, coming for those 6 days, every day I give my kids special gifts. Every day I make them special food. So I said, you know, you don't need all these additional holidays. Allah has given us 6, subhanAllah, 6 days. And believe me, they take advantage of those 6 days. They're like, no homework, no this, stay up all night. I hate Monopoly, the game Monopoly, and my kids love it. So on Eid, they make me sit there for 2 hours while I'm just going, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and they make me play it. So they get basically whatever they want, and it's a special time for me to be with my family, alhamdulillah.